This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to the phones, because this is the show about your call. Still on the way here, Salvia possibly banned throughout the United States. The Republican Liberty Caucus endorsing a very anti-liberty person. Just I'm bringing this up specifically for you, Mark.
Thanks, buddy.
Also, looks like the GOP is up to some dirty tricks in Minnesota. That plus a financial disaster, the environment, unconstitutional standing. We'll explain it all if we get a chance. But first, to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you this evening?
Doing all right.
Great. What's up?
Well, I guess it was Thursday night y'all got a couple of calls about net neutrality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you gave some really good information. Not even being experts, you gave some pretty good information.
And you're an expert, so what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify a few things. First of all, I guess the biggest problem that we face in preventing legislation in this manner is the companies themselves have really hurt their public image with the whole NSA thing.
Okay, so, hold on a second. Now, what we're talking about here is this net neutrality idea, which is essentially what? Can you define for new listeners?
Net neutrality would be the concept of competing service providers being neutral in how they provide bandwidth. Basically, not limiting or giving extra bandwidth based to certain sites or carriers.
Which is what is being proposed by some people, that certain internet providers want to take money from some websites in order to deliver them faster or in order to slow down the delivery of their competing websites.
Correct.
So essentially, we like net neutrality. Consumers, internet consumers, like net neutrality because it is essentially allowing all the sites to come through as fast as they possibly can. Is that right?
Well, that's kind of debatable in my mind. But, yes, keeping the status quo, I guess, would be the best way to describe it.
Okay.
Because we're currently, without any government intervention, we are in a net neutrality setup. Because in my mind, I would compare it to the nuclear option. You know, once somebody throws the football out there, it would degenerate into an all-out war with whoever doesn't get involved would end up the winner.
Okay. So with that in mind, now that we understand net neutrality, what was your comments?
Well, I guess the hardest portion of the fight to oppose legislated net neutrality would be the companies themselves, because they've destroyed their public reputation, whatever goodwill they had with the public over the NSA scandal.
Right.
So trying to defend AT&T at this point on a completely separate issue is still kind of hard.
Wait, are you pro net neutrality? Are you pro the legislation, or are you against the legislation?
I'm against any legislation dealing with the internet, well, any legislation, period.
Okay, well, then it's good that the company's image is hurt, because the companies are the ones who want the legislation. The companies are the ones... Yes. Yes.
No.
The companies, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, they want to have...
Those companies, yes. Those companies want the net neutrality. But the AT&Ts, the Verizons, they're opposed to it.
Right.
But the legislation that people are trying to...
I see what you're saying. So you're saying the companies who would be opposed to net neutrality have hurt opposed to the net neutrality legislation have hurt their image because of the NSA scandals.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, right?
No, it's not.
No, because it makes it harder to defend them.
Why are we defending them?
I want you to do something real quick, because our explanation of net neutrality is not good. The audio on don'tregulate.com is very good. I recommend we play it. It's very short. It's very good.
There's two organizations here, apparently, according to Emily, who emailed in here.
Don't Regulate mentions the other one. Okay. And don't regulate is the one we like because it's against government regulation.
Right. As I understand it, there's don'tregulate.org, which doesn't want any regulations. And then there's also Save the Internet, which wants to regulate and, I guess, force net neutrality.
Save the Internet is just, it's again, it's like, it's one of these very liberal things, and I don't really understand what's going on or understand what the, they don't think about the consequences of what would happen.
Okay, I think we're got,
right.
we got some audio here.
There's a lot of people have been talking about
it. Hang on, Aaron, we got audio here.
Save the Internet! Net neutrality now! Keep the net free! We need the government to regulate the Internet!
Is the Internet really in danger? Does the Internet need saving? It keeps getting faster. We keep getting more choices. And pretty soon, homes will be directly connected to the fiber optic backbone.
Ooh, how nice that will be.
Building the next generation of the Internet is going to take a lot of work and cost a lot of money. And some big corporations can't wait to use
Google,
it.
Yahoo, Microsoft.
They plan on using a huge portion of the new bandwidth to do things like stream high-definition movies.
Bandwidth is
They're going to make billions.
They
but they don't want to
will.
Pay anything. Instead, they want to stick consumers with the whole bill. Mm. And they call their plan net neutrality? These corporations are asking Congress to create volumes of new regulations to control how content is delivered over the Internet. Should politicians and bureaucrats replace network administrators? It'll be the first major government regulation of the Internet, and it will fundamentally change how the Internet works.
I might add, it won't be the last if they pass
right.
this.
Oh, absolutely. Once they get their,
right.
once they get just one little claw into it, they'll just they'll start yep. prying it apart, and they'll get in there.
These big corporations in the Save the Internet campaign want the government to take control of the Internet. They say it's to prevent websites from being blocked. But they can only cite two examples of Internet providers that have blocked websites. And they were both in Canada.
Oh,
Canada! The net neutrality issue is a fundamental question about who should control the Internet. The people? Or the government.
I say.
And it's a fight about who's going to pay.
The people.
Multi-billion-dollar corporations? Or you?
So,
Congress is about to vote on net neutrality. Make up your own mind. It's about the future of the Internet.
So essentially, this is again from don'tregulate.org. Now, as I understand it, let's see if I understand this correctly. Net neutrality is a term that actually the Save the Internet campaign came up with
right.
to promote their Save the Internet idea, which is the idea of telling the government, hey, come in here, regulate the Internet, take all these costs off of our hands and transfer them to taxpayers, essentially. Is what their plan is.
Right. And basically, what it is that the telcos want to charge bigger websites to for preferred bandwidth.
Right.
They want to make it, okay, if you're a bigger website, then you need to pony
get
up a little
priority.
Bit. Because we're spending all this money on putting fiber to people's houses and all this other stuff, and we're sending out, IPTV,
right.
all these new services. And
of course, they're paying us for those services that
right.
people get, but God knows you need to give us some money, too.
Right.
So essentially, we need to send people to don'tregulate.org. Let's get Eric back on here for some final comments, sir.
Well, there is one slight problem with the Don't Regulate website.
What's that?
It is not a true grassroots organization. It's what a lot of people have come to dub an AstroTurf organization because it's actually backed all of their funding and leadership is from the major telcos.
Well, it's
so,
fine. I support
side.
Not regulating. I'm with them
on
this.
I know they're absolutely on the right side. Unfortunately, it to the liberals out there at SaveTheInternet.org, it puts out a bad.
So now I understand why you were saying it's hard to come to the aid of the telco since they've been selling us out to the NSA.
Right.
It all makes sense now, Eric. Thanks for clearing that up. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and dial-up version, both of them totally free. Go get them at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Mark, tell me about financial disaster.
Well, disaster might be pushing it, but... The thing was, I was listening to Glenn Beck today, and he said,
"Why?
Well,
because it's entertaining.
It's got an entertaining show.
Yeah.
I've listened to him before. I don't find it very entertaining.
Well, he's a big old jerk, and I like to yell at the radio.
Okay.
Anyway, he was saying the economy's great. That's wonderful. And I keep
the
on
Republican
hearing
party line.
I keep on hearing that from over and over again from the different people that call themselves independents, but are
he's an independent supposedly, right?
They're independent. I'm independent because I disagree with George Bush on one issue:
immigration.
I just like mentioning the fact that he's Mormon.
Yes,
he doesn't like to mention that,
but never does. Anyway, the thing is, median family income has dropped every year.
Median meaning families, half of America is above the median, half is below.
Half is below, right.
Okay.
You really want me to do a little segment on median versus average,
I
can make it very clear.
I don't think that necessarily everybody knows what a word like median means.
Okay, well, how about you take three numbers real quick. This is the easiest way to explain median versus average. You take three numbers. The three numbers are 1, 2, and 9. If you take 1, 2, and 9 and average them, you've got... Let's see, that's 12 divided by 3, 4. The average is 4.
Right.
If you take 1, 2, and 9 and take the median is 2. It's the average number. There's one number above, there's one number below. And median is often good in dealing with statistics because a millionaire will throw off your numbers like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
And
on an average.
Right. If everybody's making 50 grand and then one guy with $1 million comes in, it looks like everybody's making 250 grand.
Right.
Or something like that. I'm just...
Okay.
I'm saying that. Anyhow, the typical family is paying $1,200 or more a year for health insurance.
Hmm.
That's a lot. College tuition has gone up about 40% in real terms.
And how many years? over how many years?
This is all during the Bush administration now.
Oh,
it's
40% in 6 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
The reason that they're doing it is because they're Democrats and they think that having a Democrat in is great. You know, we only got screwed this much under a Democrat. Gas prices have doubled nearly $3 a gallon.
Yeah.
That's doubled.
They
doubled and went to $3
a gallon.
Okay. I'm sorry that I didn't say that properly. Right. Housing is it's least affordable as it's been in 14 years, and it's getting worse. The bubble, sorry, as much as you want to say it's not, there is no bubble. Housing prices, no.
If the bubble bursts, housing prices go down.
No, the bubble was an unusual rise in housing prices. Yes, housing prices will go down, but you'll be unable to get a loan in order to buy that house.
I see.
Right. And you'll be unable to sell your house, too, if you were trying to sell it for a decent
Don't forget that, in all likelihood, you had to live somewhere.
Right.
Okay. And, you know.
All the value if most people in this country own property. All the people in the country who own property, if the housing bubble bursts, they all lose money.
And
lots of it.
Americans are bad with their money. I'm sorry that they are, but they are. And a lot of them are driving around the equity in their house in, like, the form of an Escalade right now.
Hmm.
They saw their housing price go up. They took
home
equity
money out of it.
Stuck it in an Escalade, and now they've got it in a depreciating asset as opposed to a appreciating asset.
That was
like a home.
And they're burning all their money in fuel, the prices that are going up. And when that bubble bursts, they're still going to be burning their money in fuel prices.
Yikes.
Kitties, buy the cheapest car you can. Just the cheapest one you can tolerate being in.
I agree.
Real wages have been flat since 2001. This is the truth, and it's even worse than the truth because they use the Consumer Price Index to calculate real wages, and the Consumer Price Index does not include things like food, milk, housing, energy, stuff that Americans use every day.
Wait a minute. It's plastic crap you buy
at Walmart.
Let me make sure I'm following you on this. You're telling me that the price of college has gone up by 40%.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that people are spending more just in general. The housing is...
Housing's
getting more and more unaffordable. Mm-hmm. And as all these things are rising, wages are staying stagnant.
Right.
So people aren't making any more money, but yet all the costs are going up.
They're making less.
Because of inflation.
Right. If you're making the same amount as you were making in 2001...
You're screwed.
Making a lot less money because gas is double.
Right.
Housing almost double in some areas. Not every area has doubled, but a lot of them has.
Sure.
And in any area, it's gone up significantly.
Far faster than your wages.
Right.
Actually.
You know, and cars, it's been a little easier to buy a new car, but don't buy a new car. They're a bad idea.
And everybody's living on debt as well.
Right.
Which isn't any good.
People are mortgaging their futures for what they want right now.
When is this house of cards is going to come down? Is there more?
I can list off all kinds of the typical student graduates from college with $17,500 in debt.
Oh, is that all? I thought it would be more than that.
Well, that's a typical student.
Right.
Median household debt has climbed 34% to $55,300. Now, I can only assume that that includes the
mom
mortgage.
And dad.
The mortgage.
Oh, okay.
I can only assume that includes the mortgage.
$17,000, when you step out of college and you're looking for a job, I think it's over 90% of college students, college graduates, don't actually get a job in the area in which that they have graduated from.
Mm-hmm.
So really, the degree is pretty much worthless. You step out of there and you've got a $17,000 debt over your head. I mean, that takes years upon years to pay off. My old mentor, Bob Garrett, he's still paying off his college loan, and he's in his late 30s now.
And my wife is in her late 30s, still paying off her college loan, and I think that she's got about $15,000 left on it.
That's money that could have gone to a mortgage.
Right. You know, it's a cheap loan. It's, I think, 2% or something like that, but it's still a
loan. I know I'd rather have a roof over my head than a degree in my hand.
But, you know, so many people go to school and get crappy, useless degrees. I'm sorry, but if you're going to school for a communications degree, stop now. Drop out. Do your parents a favor. You're not worth... I mean, all you're doing is you're getting a partying degree.
Yeah.
It's a degree in beer drinking and pot smoking. You can do that on your own.
Give me more scary statistics, Mark.
All right. Republicans have... Oh, I'm sorry. I love this one. Republicans have turned... President Clinton's projected 10-year budget surplus into a $3.2 trillion deficit. Ooh, that's great, screwing with the numbers. Okay, now there was a budget surplus that Clinton had, which meaning that he was putting money towards the debt that we have.
Okay.
Now, a budget surplus means there's extra money in the budget that year. It doesn't mean that there was money left over, that the debt didn't exist.
Right.
It was getting smaller under Clinton, but, you know, the 90s were an amazing time, too.
Yeah. The dot-com boom and all that stuff.
Now, I'm not saying that George Bush is completely absolved of this of his guilt here, but they just say budget surplus. They just say surplus. They toss that around like...
Just as an aside,
money.
We'll come back to this. Richard emails in, I never graduated high school. I got so sick and tired of it that I dropped out and went to college instead. Luckily, my mom could get me in because she taught at the college in town, and back then it was unheard of for somebody under 19 to be in college. I got my first degree in AA in foreign languages 2 years before the rest of my high school class even got their diplomas. After that, I went to Moore College, 6 years worth, and got degrees in computer science and electrical engineering. Now I work as a photographer, a skill set in which I am essentially self-taught. I've said this to you before, and I'll likely say it again. I went to school for 6 years and walked away with a piece of paper to hang on my wall that says BS on it. When I got my AA and BS degrees, I was required to attend graduation ceremony in order to officially obtain my piece of paper. What a waste of time. The music they play, Pomp and Circumstance, is really appropriate because that's all graduation really is. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the listener map. Over 1,300 of our listeners are on it from around the world. In fact, you can add yourself to it. Go to map.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. Again, map.freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about graduation, also the sad financial state that America is in. It's really bad, isn't it, Mark?
Well, financially, I'm not saying it's the worst state the country's ever been in, but
it's getting worse.
We've had to print a lot of money in order to fight some wars.
Yeah.
And that's hitting the numbers. And it's inflating the currency and deflating the value of the dollar.
Right, because that money that we're printing to buy all this all these bombs and weapons is not going to anything productive. Yes, the companies that are creating the bombs are making money off of it and everything, but it's just printed money that's then filtering down to the rest of the economy, raising prices. It's inflation.
Yeah.
And then once you blow up that bomb, there's no wealth that's created there. There's nothing there that is productive at all. So it's just a total parasite. The war is a parasite on the American economy, and it amazes me that people still have this delusional idea that having a war actually benefits the economy. It's total bunk. 1-800-259-9231. So just a few more comments from our friend Rich. He's talking about when he got his AA and BS degrees, he went through this graduation ceremony. He says the music that they play called Pomp and Circumstance is really appropriate because that's all that graduation really is. It's an opportunity for the graduates to stand up and say, look how important I am. And the school administrators can stand up and beat their chests about how great their school is.
Right.
How important it is to get this degree.
Right. It doesn't really mean anything, and it doesn't accomplish anything. It's just empty posturing. Nothing more, nothing less. If the students want to show off how much they've learned and how well they've learned it, and the administrators and teachers want to show off how well they've done their jobs, then let the students go out and demonstrate their skill and competence in the real world. Like the old adage proclaims, those who can, do. Those who can't, teach. And those who can't teach, write textbooks. Let's go to Joe in Massachusetts. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Joe.
Haven't called you in a while. How you doing?
Great.
Doing all right.
What's on your mind?
I missed Manwich, but I guess he's off tonight. I want to talk about
it. Joe, I've changed my name tomorrow.
He's now calling himself Warlock.
Don't do it. Don't listen to him. My name's Mark.
Yeah, okay. Well, where is Manwich? Is he off?
No. He's right here. He was named Manwich. Now his name is Mark.
Oh, God forbid. Okay.
Ian, sorry to confuse you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to talk about... I've been hearing your podcast. I haven't been listening too much. I haven't felt very good. I may have throat cancer, but that's beside the point.
Maybe you have tuberculosis.
I don't know what I got, but Art Bell moved to the Philippines. But I heard you talking about police, and I kind of have the same feelings you do. I've lost a lot of trust in police. There's playing all these cop shows, and I think that most of the cops are just gun ho. Do you have any more information on that cop? Was it Indiana that practically killed that person?
the cop that beat the suspect, the kidnapping suspect. The cop essentially, I think he got a year suspended sentence.
You or I be in jail for life for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'd be really in jail for a long time, if not life. But he got a suspended sentence and a $50 fine, and I think he was demoted to patrolman or something like that.
Well, they've done that before. They had a girl up here who was a gay cop, and you can tell she didn't like people. Oh, shut up or I'll lock you up, she'd say. And
doesn't sound too gay to me.
Well, no, she was a lesbian. She said, I don't care whether the people like it or dislike it. Instead of saying, I like to try and make people understand that I am this way, you know, just a smart aleck attitude on TV. And this holier-than-thou attitude, but I don't know, but I've talked to some other people. I want your take on it. I mean, we're losing our freedoms here, but there are some places in Europe, and I'm not saying they're better or worse, but I know a few people that don't like the Americans. The Europeans, I know a lady that's from Malaysia, and are rude. She says the Americans are rude, and they don't care, in spite of some of the political things. And like the Philippines, I know Art Bell has just moved to the Philippines. He met a 20-year-old woman. He's in his 60s. They say that I've talked to a few Filipino women, and they're, on the whole, more loyal than some of the or a lot of the American women. They say
although I've heard rumors in the industry that people think that Art Bell's going to get taken, basically by some scam artists down there.
Oh, come on!
That he's an old man and he's got this 20-year-old girl that's interested in him. I mean, what are the odds of that happening, right?
Well, so, he's already married her.
Yeah, exactly. And now she's seeking divorce him and really
stick
it to him.
They don't get divorced in the Philippines. They get separated, but just like fairly. But I think
you're going to find agreement on this show, Joe. I mean, I don't trust the cops, and as I pointed out before, I sort of take an approach of like a strange dog that I would approach in the streets. I presume that a cop is dangerous until proven otherwise. And it's sad that it has to be that way. But with we could go over.
I used to believe in them years ago, but I've lost all my faith in their.
And it's all their fault. It really is, because if they weren't out there enforcing the war on drugs on innocent people, then in that case, I think a lot of people would have more respect for them. If they weren't arresting people's best friends and family members for smoking pot, then I think a lot of cops would have more respect.
I mean, there is a case now, I guess you guys heard about it, 7 people were massacred. Where was it, Minnesota or someplace near women's prison?
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, it's on the news, check it out. I just heard it today, but somebody killed a whole family, but plus, there's a lot of robberies and things that are being. Some are crazy and some aren't, but the whole thing is people are just having their hands tied and they go crazy. Some of them are emotionally distraught, like a woman they showed tonight with a cell phone. They wanted her to stop and she wouldn't. She wanted to kill herself.
Wow.
She had a cell phone.
Crazy. Joe, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. I really, really do. 800-259-9231. People are, having a tough time out there, and it would be nice if the cops were actually out investigating murderers, investigating rapists, and really looking into violent criminals instead of wasting their time harassing long hairs driving beat-up cars, which is what they're doing. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So, are we done with this financial disaster thing? Because we know it's just getting worse here in America.
I think it's
going
to continue to get worse as far as the fiat currency.
As long as the wars go on, especially.
You know, I'm buying gold. I believe that that's a good place to be right now.
I think we're going to be talking about that a little bit more on Monday night, actually.
Right, well,
we can have an expert on with us.
Yes, sounds like a good idea to me. And we've been moving more that direction here on Free Talk Live anyway, so.
Well, I mean, the reason why you want to get gold is because it's a check against inflation.
Right.
Because as cash becomes worth less, gold appears to be worth more and more. When, in fact, gold actually buys the same amount of product that it used to 30 years ago.
You know what else would be a good investment?
Silver?
Dollar.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Well, those aren't investments, Johnson. You're talking about Liberty Dollar.
Do they go up in value?
They do, but it's not really considered. It's not the best investment. Okay, how about that? If you want to invest, you should be buying bullion and that sort of thing.
Right. Even so, any kind of metals are going to be some kind of check against fiat currency.
Right.
But dollar.freetalklive, the Liberty Dollar, isn't about it's about creating a currency with value as opposed.
True.
To...
Nonetheless, I do feel good about having a bunch of them in my house.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a bunch of Liberty Dollars, I'd feel pretty. Like the fact that I know that money is going to go up in value.
Their face value has doubled since I've had them.
Yeah, if silver goes up in value.
The Liberty Dollar has a $20 base. It was a $10 base, and it might be going up to a $50 base.
You buy a Liberty Dollar, you're buying silver directly.
Right. Dollar.freetalklive.com. All right, so, hey, Johnson, let's talk about, coming up here, let's talk about this environment thing that you've got.
All right.
Because you're concerned. You're concerned about the environment. And we'll explore that. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind, though. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
Ann Johnson.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com and join the fun on the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts are there. About 1,200 people are interacting. Lots of topics, everything from serious issues to fun stuff as well. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, tell me about the environment. What is on your mind tonight with that?
Well, there was an article in the Scientific American, and the article's title is Flipping Point, and it's written by Michael Shermer, and I kind of got interested in Michael Shermer recently because I was listening to a debate on intelligent design theory versus evolution, and Michael Shermer is, most of the time whenever I hear an atheist argue for intelligent design and whatnot in schools, it's because they want to control the entire school system, and they want the school system, you know, the public school system to be teaching evolution and not freedom. Well,
wait,
he's
what?
A libertarian.
What? Hold on. An atheist would be arguing for intelligent design? What?
No. An atheist would ordinarily, most atheists, whenever you hear an atheist argue about argue intelligent design or argue evolution.
Against intelligent.
Right. Argue
okay.
Against intelligent design and argue for evolution, they're normally arguing to say, we need evolution to be taught in the public schools.
Yeah.
Because we need the public schools. Most, you know, atheists that I've ever heard argue, you know, all about that, you know, a government-run school system and socialist type things. Atheism is typically and historically has been associated with socialist, you know,
unfortunately.
Well, Michael Shermer, he's a libertarian. He's an atheist libertarian, and I heard him when he had that argument. He took some interesting libertarian stances. And he also has written an article recently about the environment, which I found interesting.
Okay.
Well, he says, in a 2001 Cambridge University Press published by Bjorn Lundberg's book, The Skeptical Environmentalist, which I thought was a perfect debate topic for the Skeptic Society's public lecture series at the California Institute of Technology. The problem was that all the top environmental organizations refused to participate. There is no debate, one spokesperson told me. We don't want to dignify that book, another one said. One leading environmentalist warned me that my reputation would be irreparably harmed if I went through with it. So, of course, I did.
We're talking about the book, The Skeptical Environmentalist, Bjorn Lomberg?
Lomberg. Yes.
He was featured on Penn & Teller's BS show about the environment, and essentially he is a guy that bought into this idea that there is no debate. He bought into these ideas for a long time, just sort of took at face value the environmental movement, and then one day just decided, you know what, maybe I should double check on this. And he did, and then he discovered that maybe there really is a debate, and maybe all these environmentalist extremists out there are possibly wrong.
Right. And so they wanted to have a huge discussion about this, and the environmentalist groups said, we're not going to entertain that.
Right.
Which is pretty one-sided, if you ask me. Well, he continues to say, my experience is symptomatic of deep problems that have long plagued the environmental movement. Activists who vandalize Hummer dealerships and destroy logging equipment are criminal eco-terrorists. Environmental groups who cry doom and gloom to keep donations flowing only hurt. I'm sorry, let me read that sentence again. Environmental groups who cry doom and gloom keep donations flowing only hurt their credibility. As an undergraduate of the 1970s, I learned, and I believed, that by the 1990s, overpopulation would lead to worldwide starvation and exhaustion of key minerals, metals, and oil.
Right.
And those predictions failed utterly. Politics polluted the science and made me an environmental skeptic. Nevertheless, data trump politics, and a convergence of evidence from numerous sources has led me to make a cognitive switch on the subject of anthropogenic global warming. My attention was piqued on February 8th when 86 leading evangelical Christians, the last cohort I expected to get on the environmental bandwagon, issued the Evangelical Climate Initiative, calling for national legislation requiring sufficient economy-wide reductions in carbon emissions.
Oh, God.
Then I attended TED, the Technology Entertainment Design Conference in Monterey, California, where former Vice President Al Gore delivered the single finest summation of the evidence of global warming I have ever heard, based on the recent documentary film about his work in the area, In Inconvenient Truth.
Wait, that's a documentary? It looks more like an exploitamentary with all kinds of outrageous claims.
It certainly does, but there are things in there that are documentary. I mean, it is a documentary, but it's a sensational documentary.
Okay.
Much like Michael Moore's documentaries usually are. The striking before and after photographs, he continues to say, showing the disappearances of glaciers around the world shocked me out of my doubting stance. And he doesn't stop there. I mean, obviously he wasn't switched just by that movie. He goes on to say, reducing our CO2 emissions by 70% by 2050 will not be enough. He said, four books eventually brought me to the flipping point. He says, and I'm not going to read all the authors and titles, I'll just read the titles. The Long Summer explicates how civilization is a gift of a temporary period of mild climate. Collapse demonstrates how natural and human-caused environmental catastrophes led to the collapse of civilizations. Field Notes from a Catastrophe is a page-turning account of journalist's journeys around the world with environmental scientists who are documenting species extinction and climate change unmistakably linked to human action.
Now, this is where the real kicker is for me. Is I'm not 100. I don't believe for a second that global warming's being caused by human action. I mean, we've had global warming before. I just read an article yesterday that the Arctic Circle was 7 degrees 50,000 years.
I don't believe
70 degrees Fahrenheit.
I agree with you, Mark, and I don't believe that there's a darn thing we could even do to stop global warming. Well, we have that little amount of control over this. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free. We also invite you to shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklife.com, and anything that you purchase, we'll get a percentage of. Now, why would you want to do something like that? Well, the prices are the same, so if you're going to do online shopping, and you really should because the shipping deals are great, and you can shop amongst over 30 different categories of products. Seriously, it's like having a department store at your fingertips. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, place your order, you get your products right at your front door, and we get a percentage of the sale for sending them the business. It's a very simple, easy way to support the show and get your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so Johnson, you've got an article from a so-called libertarian, and he's pointing out that he was a pretty skeptical dude when it came to the environment, but he read some books that are sort of turning him, I guess, in the direction of regulation?
Not in terms of regulation. Actually, he's also a writer, for skeptic.com.
Okay.
He's involved in a lot of different skeptic societies. And basically, what he goes on to mention, is one last book that he mentions, because I know you were talking about the debate of whether or not humans are actually causing this. Last book that he mentioned is a book, biologist Tim Flannery's The Weather Makers, reveals how he went from being a skeptical environmentalist to being a believing activist as incontrovertible data linking the increase of carbon dioxide to global warming accumulated in the past decade. He goes on to say it is a matter of a Goldilocks phenomenon. In the last ice age, CO2 levels were 180 parts per million, too cold. Between the agricultural revolution and the past industrial revolution, levels rose to 280 parts per million, just right. Today, levels are at 380 parts per million and are projected to reach 450 to 550 by the end of the century. Too warm. Like a kettle of water that transforms...
But those are just projections.
Those are projections.
Those are projections. But and let's be clear, science is advancing so quickly. What's to say that we can't decrease the amount of carbon dioxide or increase the amount of oxygen, decrease the amount of nitrogen?
This is true. However, one of the points that he makes here, which is a very good one, is... Like a kettle of water that transforms from liquid to steam when it changes from 99 to 100 degrees Celsius, the environment itself is about to make a CO2-driven flip. According to Flannery, even if we reduce our carbon dioxide emissions...
Hold on, wait.
I want to hear what he has to say.
I understand, but...
Let me finish my point. It's a paragraph. We can
the
get
entire
to you.
Well, they, he did make the
you.
Point.
No, he didn't. We can get to you. According to Flannery, even if we reduce our carbon dioxide emissions by 70% in 2050, average global temperatures will increase between 2 to 9 degrees by 2100. This rise could lead to the melting of the Greenland ice sheet, which the March 24th issue of Science reports is already shrinking, already, at the rate of 224 plus or minus 41 cubic kilometers a year.
So then
double the rate measured in 1996 of...
Okay, so once again, he's painting a doom and gloom picture.
Right. We're all going to die. Now, hold on just a second. First off, this is a decrease. He's talking about a decrease in carbon dioxide emissions, and I am talking about actual turnaround of the situation. I mean, we can make machines that, in fact, just suck carbon dioxide out of the air.
Possibly. However, the point that he's making is if the Antarctic ice sheets melt... The levels of the sea will rise 5 to 10 meters, and over that next 50 to 100 years, that's going to displace billions of people.
But what's
billions of people are going to have to move off the shore.
What's his suggestion that we do about it? He doesn't suggest
anything. Live in caves? Get rid of our cars?
No, but he is a libertarian, and he hasn't called for regulations. He's calling for a solution. Probably he would call for a libertarian.
More on the way.
Which we should explain.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.